This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A Russian missile hit a hotel that United Nations staff often use in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia on Thursday evening, leaving one person dead and 16 wounded, according to Ukrainian officials. Among the 16 injured in the strike, four were children. It was the second strike on Zaporizhia in 2 days. Hawaii's governor says at least 53 people were killed in Maui's wildfires, and the death toll will likely continue to rise. Meantime, President Joe Biden says federal help is on the way.
I've ordered all available federal assets on the island, including the U.S. Coast Guard, the Navy Third Fleet, and the U.S. Army, to assist local emergency response crews along with the Hawaiian National Guard. We're working as quickly as possible to fight these fires and evacuate residents and tourists.
More than 1,000 structures were destroyed by fires that are still burning in the town of Luhainu and surrounding areas. Fueled by a dry summer and strong winds from a passing hurricane, the fire started Tuesday and took Maui by surprise. So far, no cause has been given for those fires. Russia launched its first mission to the moon in nearly 50 years on Friday, racing to land on the lunar South Pole before a spacecraft from India gets there. The Russian lunar lander is expected to reach the moon on August 23rd, about the same day as the Indian craft, which was launched back on July the 14th. Only three governments have managed to successfully make moon landings: the Soviet Union, the United States, and China. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Niger's junta threatened to kill ousted President Mohamed Bazoum if neighboring countries attempt any military intervention to restore his rule, according to two Western officials. ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States, met Thursday to address the crisis in Niger. Timothy Obizu reports.
The meeting in Abuja on Thursday of ECOWAS leaders lasted more than 4 hours and took place behind closed doors. Leaders from 11 ECOWAS member states evaluated the regional bloc's position on the socio-political instability in Niger, where President Mohamed Bazoum was ousted last month. ECOWAS directed the Committee of the Chief of Defense Staff to immediately activate a standby regional force. The West African bloc also upheld measures taken against Niger's junta, including border closures, travel bans, and asset freezes on individuals, undermining the restoration of constitutional order. Nigerian troops are expected to make up the bulk of an ECOWAS force. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out against a proposed date for his trial here in Washington on charges he conspired to overturn his election defeat back in 2020. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Federal prosecutors asked U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan to set the trial date for January 2nd of next year. If she agrees, the trial would start just days before the anniversary of the deadly U.S. Capitol insurrection, which occurred on January 6th. On his social media platform, Trump denounced the proposal, saying, quote, "Only an out-of-touch lunatic would ask for such a date, one day into the new year, and maximum election interference with Iowa. Iowa's presidential caucuses are scheduled January 15th. Trump's lawyers are suggesting they'll try to slow it down. Judge Chutkan is expected to set that date later this month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Dr. Susan Cheng, a cardiologist at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, says the effects from COVID are far from over.
We're still in this, unfortunately, particularly for those in our community who are the most vulnerable from an immunocompromised standpoint, but really for everybody, in the sense that we still have yet to understand why the predilection for acute as well as the chronic, more long-term effects are the way they are.
Nearly a third of U.S. hospital pharmacists say they were forced to ration, delay, or cancel treatments as drug shortages here in the U.S. approached an all-time high, according to a just-released survey. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.